A week into legal recreational marijuana, dispensaries in Colorado are finding it hard to keep up with demand, even with prices from $50 to $70 for an eighth of an ounce and a 20% tax on top of that. Some shop owners say they're going to be sold out in a few days. Meanwhile, in Washington state, where sale of recreational marijuana begins in the spring, they're trying to meet a top priority of the Justice Department, preventing leakage to neighboring states like Oregon and Idaho. Barcodes will help Washington officials track marijuana from seed to sale, but they're still concerned it won't stay in Washington. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network found some who think that concern overblown.
As Washington State prepares to license the sale of recreational marijuana this spring, Governor Jay Inslee is promising a disciplined and regulated marketplace.
So we're not going to allow distribution of this product in a way that has massive leakage outside the state of Washington.
With that in mind, Washington's Liquor Control Board has adopted strict traceability rules for marijuana businesses. Licensees must track marijuana from seed to sale and report much of that information back to the state. And this is where a Florida-based company called BioTrack THC comes in.
Every single plant within inside your production facility will be assigned its own unique 16-digit non-repeatable barcode number.
That's BioTrack THC's Director of Marketing, Anthony Stevens, in a recent webinar with would-be growers and processors. The company was selected by the Washington Liquor Control Board to customize a tracing system that will allow the state to monitor and track any marijuana plant at any time. Now, BioTrack THC wouldn't talk to us about its work for the state, but the company is already marketing its off-the-shelf tracking software to potential marijuana licensees in Washington.
You know, people always ask me, so Anthony, are you telling me that if an employee steals from me, I can find out on this report? Well, actually, yeah, you definitely could.
But will it be that simple for the state? Colorado had grand plans for a seed-to-sale monitoring system of medical marijuana, but an audit found that wasn't happening, largely because of a lack of money to do the oversight. In Washington, Liquor Board Deputy Director Randy Simmons says his agency will get $5 million a year to administer the state's new marijuana law.
Fortunately, the initiative writers gave us money to actually run the oversight of this business. Did not happen in Colorado. So I think we're way ahead of where Colorado is.
Simmons says the software system will be built to look for red flags, but it's going to take investigators with real expertise to effectively analyze those red flags. That's according to Alex Cooley with Solstice Co-op, a medical marijuana provider that already tracks its product from seed to sale.
The people that they hire to do this inspection and enforcement need to be very intelligent and capable of easily determining if a license holder is being dishonest with them.
But is all this time and money and effort to prevent leakage really necessary? Washington's former pot consultant, Mark Kleiman of UCLA, is skeptical.
I think the tracking system is not a very good solution to mostly a non-problem.
A non-problem? Kleiman predicts the marijuana that leaves Washington's borders will be the black market variety, not the stuff that's regulated and taxed.
I mean, everybody's fixated on whether the legal system leaks, and I understand that concern, but I just doubt that's going to be the major source of exports.
Randy Simmons at Washington's Liquor Control Board tends to agree, but he says the state has to play it safe. After all, marijuana is still considered a Schedule I narcotic by the federal government.
And I think to get the buy-in from Department of Justice that we needed and wanted, traceability system was part of that.
Now, even if leakage isn't a big problem to start, it could be down the road as the black market shrinks and the price of legal pot comes down. Then there might be a financial incentive to let some product slip out the back door. For Here and Now, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.